Yes, I'm still on hold.
And what was this?
I'm looking at your advertisement for the airline promotion and giveaway.
Ah, this is our frequent flyer point.
Yeah, it's hard to understand because it says in addition to, but I can't exactly understand in addition to what because there's actually nothing to add it to.
I think that's a typo then.
Okay, so just to clarify, I'm sorry. 10 purchases of any of your Healthy Choice products equals 500 miles, and with the coupon, the same purchases would value 1,000 miles?
That's it.
Well, do you realize that the monetary value of this promotion and the prize is potentially worth more than the purchases?
I don't know.
Could I call you back? Could I ask you your extension and your name, possibly?
It's extension 215, and the name is Carter.
Carter. Thank you very much, Carter.
All right.
Bye, mate. I'm not sure what that means.
It's a thick brick or something. What is it, plastic?
It's a plastic, yeah. But that kind of breaking shouldn't
right.
be a problem.
All right, let me
in the shipping,
call you first thing tomorrow, and I'm going to run the numbers, see what's what. I'll give you a call back.
Okay, you have my home phone number, right?
What's that for?
If you wanted to call me. Hey,
no, I'm fine. I have your work number.
Okay, because of the time difference. If you needed to reach me early, that's
no, it's fine. That's, I can just get you to your office.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Get open until 8 o'clock.
Is it okay if I leave my car, you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought they opened at 7. If I left my car, would it be okay?
I don't know how they do it.
Do you know them?
Okay, not very well.
Can I ask you, could I trust to leave my key with you and give it to you so that when they get here, you could give it to them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I've left it right there.
I think it'll be fine, yeah. I can watch it.
Thanks a lot.
Keep an eye on it.
There's a piano in the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll see you later. Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll see you later when I pick up my car.
Okay. I bought one. I thought it would be nice to get dressed for work, and I'm not exactly sure why. May I please show you something?
Sure. What's this?
I believe this is a small piano.
It's not a piano. I got a piano at home.
Oh.
Where'd you get it?
It was dropped in the street.
Why is it here? Barry? Barry?
I don't know. Thank you.
have to make sure.
2448.
I don't want to have a blood extra.
Absolutely.
Minimum like
minimum guarantee
all your sales.
Yeah. We do back up funders 100%. We do ask for a 30 to 60 day display on the floor. I don't think they'll be out that long. I can almost guarantee you that, but let me just get those to my sister.
Not a problem.
This is bad anyway.
Hey, it's me. It's Rhonda. Are you going to this goddamn party
tonight? Oh, hi, Rhonda. Yes, I am.
All right, fine. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. See you tonight.
In order
sorry about that. I just wanted to tell you fellas that we just received a very large order from the Rio Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. We will be supplying each and every one of their bathrooms with the Dice and Money Funger. So these babies are really flying. With the Aqua Blast. With the Aqua Blast, the little zippers, the whales, and the speedboats, we ask for the display to be at eye level for little children.
Barry.
This is Barry.
Hey, it's me. What are you doing?
I have some customers here. I can't really chat right now.
Chat? Did you just say chat?
Yeah, I can't talk.
You just
call.
Fucking said chat. That's so... What do you know, chat? I'm just calling to make sure that you show up at this party tonight.
Oh, yes, I will be there.
Okay, fine. Then you get to go back to chatting with your precious customers, you fucking phony, chatty piece of shit.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
thank
really,
you.
Really high.
Sorry about that.
I don't know, you had a sister?
Yes, I do. Wanted to tell you guys about the new funders. We've been working on this, and we have a non-breakable handle, finally. Let me demonstrate for you. Okay, this was one of the old ones, so do we have a new one around, Lance? Sorry about that. It's a little embarrassing. This
Barry,
is...
system on line four.
So how many sisters do you have? I have seven.
Yeah.
Yes. They call me because they're having a party tonight, so they're just calling me. Give me two more minutes, okay? This is Barry.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hi, Kathleen. I'm just working.
Are you going to the party tonight?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing?
I'm just working.
Yeah, but what are you doing?
Talking on the phone to you. I'm standing.
What time are you going to be there?
Seven.
You can't be late.
I won't.
I'm serious.
I won't.
Seriously.
I know.
You can't be late.
I know.
You can't just not show up like you do. You have to go. Seriously.
Okay.
You can't just stay in your house.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm serious.
All right.
I'll see you there.
See you there.
Don't puss out.
Okay.
Friend of mine from work who I think is really cute and really cool, and I want you to meet her, so I was thinking about bringing her to the party tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Why?
I don't do stuff like that.
No, you don't really do anything.
Everybody would be looking at me.
So? What's wrong with looking at you? It's a free country.
I just feel like I would be a little tense, and I don't think I'd act like myself.
No, that's kind of your fault.
There's an outside chance I'm not even coming tonight.
Oh, really? Everyone said you were coming. Didn't you tell everybody you were coming?
I have to renew my gym membership.
Oh, right. Oh, God. Well, that solves everything, actually. If you're not going to come, then I can just bring her. It's not that big of a deal. Oh, well, it'll be fine. Great.
Please don't.
Just trying to be your friend, Barry. Hope you can make it.
berries to get all mad?
What's that?
We used to call you gay boy. Remember, you'd be fine, and then we'd call you gay boy. You'd just freak out.
We were calling you gay, and you got so mad you threw the hammer through the sliding glass door. You remember?
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do. We were calling you gay boy, and you got so mad. Are you gay now?
I don't know. I don't know.
We were trying to figure out why you had a hammer in the
first
place.
Why did he have the hammer?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I have the hammer.
Thank you.
Are you using that dandruff shampoo I bought you?
Yes.
Barry,
why'd you have the hammer?
Why did I have the hammer?
He was building a doghouse.
Oh, okay, Rhonda.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
I love the
doghouse. Oh, cake. You have a cake.
You got a cake.
Hey, I was just thinking about you. Glad you can make it.
Mr. Chatty. Hi, Mr. Chatty.
You have rice in your hair.
Did you say hello to your brother-in-law?
No. Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing, pal?
Huh? Good to see you.
I saw your car up front pretty soon.
Hey, Barry.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm sorry.
How's it going? How's work?
Business is very food. Thank you.
What's very food?
What's that?
You just said very food.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say very good. Maybe you said food because you're hungry. You know, when you eat. That makes sense. Is your friend?
No. You're off the hook, Barry. You can make it.
Thank you.
Are you nervous?
No.
You look nervous.
I feel very happy.
Good. Did you get your gym membership?
Tomorrow.
Hey, I had a girl I was going to meet with Barry. He wouldn't let me do it.
I'm sorry, this girl is going to be true.
Yeah.
She told me we work together.
Yeah.
And he said that,
come on, gay boy, it's time to eat.
He said he wouldn't come if I brought him.
He did?
Well, I don't know. I was still having a dinner. It would have been like totally casual, you know? Like,
what the fuck is your problem?
Fucking retard, Barry!
I'm sorry about that. Sorry about what I did.
Sorry.
I wanted to ask you something because you're a doctor, right?
Yeah.
I don't like myself sometimes. Can you help me?
Barry, I'm a dentist. What kind of help do you think I can give you?
I know. Maybe you know other doctors.
Like a psychiatrist.
I just don't have anybody else I can talk to about things. And I understand it's confidential with a doctor. And I don't want my sisters to know, okay? Because I'm embarrassed about this.
Right. Gary, if it's about getting a phone number for a psychiatrist, I can do that. It's not a problem. What exactly is wrong?
I don't know if there is anything wrong because I don't know how other people are. I sometimes cry a lot for no reason.
by 79.
Hi, this is Janet, the operator. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, is this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Can I have your credit card number followed by the expiration date?
Sure. How much is this anyway?
It's $2.99 per minute for the first half hour and $1.99 per minute after that.
Okay, and it's confidential?
What do you mean?
The information I give you, it's private, confidential?
Of course, yeah. Would you like to talk to a girl? I can connect you with a beautiful girl if I can just have your credit card number followed by the expiration date.
Sure. 5102-1717. 8118-6554. Expiration 0504.
And your billing address and the name as it appears on the card.
1274 Moore Park, Sherman Oaks, California. Apartment 4, 91403, zip code.
And your name?
Barry Egan.
And your social security number?
What for?
It's just a verification through the credit card company.
And this is confidential?
It's just for us to verify your credit card information. It's completely confidential, and it appears on your credit card as D&D Mattress Man.
Very good. 917.
Okay.
65-5012.
Okay, so hang on, Barry, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're all set. Can I have a telephone number area code first on where we can call you back?
Could you possibly just connect me to one of the girls?
Well, it's a callback service. A girl will call you back.
Okay. I just was calling to speak with one of the girls. I thought that's how it worked. I'm 818.
Okay.
775.
Mm-hmm.
3993.
Okay, and what kind of a girl would you like to talk to?
I don't want anybody to know it's me, though. I don't want them to know my name, okay?
Nobody will know your name.
Okay, if you could tell my name is Jack.
You want her to call you Jack?
Sure, I just don't want her to know it's me.
Okay, that's
Thank
fine,
you.
Jack.
I'm sorry.
No problem, so we'll call you right back, okay?
Terrific.
Okay.
The state funds for special ed students whose numbers are 10% will pay for 10% of the student body. Our numbers are above that limit, but only having to bear that financial burden for all special ed students above 10%. I think this is draining the district.
Hello, this is Beck.
I'm calling for Jack.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
This is Jack.
This is Georgia.
Hiya.
Hiya, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I am laying on my bed.
Where are you?
I'm in my bedroom.
No, I mean, what state? What city are you in?
I'm in California.
Me too, I'm in California.
I know you are, baby. I'm in Los Angeles.
I'm in Los Angeles too.
Well, maybe we should hook up sometime. What do you think? Are you watching a porno movie, Jack?
No, I'm not, Georgia.
Do you like porno movies?
Sure.
Yeah? So, Jack, are you stroking it?
No.
What are you doing then?
I'm talking to you.
With your pants off?
No, my pants are on.
I'm only wearing a t-shirt and panties.
Really?
Yeah, really. And I'm looking at my shaved pussy in the mirror. Do you want to know what I look like?
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Well, I have no way of finding out, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not lying to you, Jack. I'm about 5'8", 34, 28, 34. My friends say I'm gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, really. What about you?
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. You're married, aren't you?
No.
No? You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, where is she?
She went out of town.
Oh, good. I like that. I'm so horny, Jack. What about you?
Sure.
Do you like peaches, Jack?
They're okay.
Well, you'll like them even better because I'm a Georgia peach. Are you jacking off yet, Jack?
No, I'm not.
Well, do you ever?
Sometimes, yeah, when I'm lonely.
Well, you don't have to be lonely anymore because you got me now.
You sound very nice and very personable.
Very personable. Thank you, baby. So what do you do, Barry?
I work. I have my own business. I work hard at doing my business.
Are you good at your business?
Yes.
Yeah? So do you do really well? Do you make tons of money?
I'm doing pretty good, I think, as a start. I wish I was making more, doing a little bit better, but I can't get over a certain hump. I will. I'll crack something very soon, I think, and really do better. I'd like to diversify. But I'm doing great, I think, as a start.
Are you stroking it yet, baby?
No, I'm not.
Is your cock hard?
I don't know what it's doing right now.
Why don't you take your clothes off, Jack? And I want to picture you laying down with me next to you. And I want you to stroke your cock, okay? Okay. Okay. I'm so horny, Barry. I want you.
This is Barry.
Hey, what are you doing? How are you?
I'm fine, nothing. How are you?
It's me, it's Georgia.
How's it going? Good morning.
It's okay that I'm calling, right?
Sure.
I just wanted to call and talk to you and thank you for last night. And just catch you before you went to work and say hey.
Well, thank you.
I am so tired. I went to bed so late last night. What about you? When did you go to sleep?
Not very late.
Oh, you're going to work now?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Remember last night when we were talking, I was telling you about my apartment and my rent?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
This is so weird and really embarrassing for me.
No.
But, I was wondering if maybe you could help me out with some money.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I can't afford that.
But you don't even know how much it is.
How much is it?
Like $750.
Yeah, no, I can't afford that. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
You're having trouble, financial trouble?
It's so hard these days, and yeah, I really need it.
Yeah, I just don't have enough money to be able to do that. I'm sorry.
I thought you said you had your own business, you know? You said you're going to diversify and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you can?
I'm sorry.
Maybe I should call back and talk to your girlfriend. Maybe it'd be better to ask her for the money. It could be really easy, you know, Barry. I have all your information. I have your credit card information, all of your billing
stuff.
Okay,
no, thank you. Morning, Barry.
Morning.
Hey, what's with all this pudding? What is this?
Oh, that's part of a pretty amazing airline promotional giveaway. That's really tremendous. I'm going to start a collection of puddings and coupons that can be redeemed for frequent flyer miles through Healthy Choice and American Airlines.
You going on a trip?
No, I'm not. But airline miles is like a currency these days.
You should go on a trip.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So what do you want me to do with it?
Why don't we just leave it there for now, that?
Card or...
Okay, what's the account number?
Okay, I did punch that in earlier. I'm sorry. I'm nervous about the whole situation. Is there the proper... I don't know the etiquette in this situation. I just want to make sure that no one spent any money so far on this. I don't have money to burn.
Okay,
so
I'm
clean for now?
Yes, everything is fine.
Sorry to sound panicked.
That's okay.
What's your name?
My name is Jeanette.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and cut it up.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll cut up my card then and get a new one going, right?
Yes, you will.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Oh.
Somebody. It already did hurt somebody. It hurt me. Let's please move that. He's wearing that goddamn suit again. I don't know why he's wearing that suit. He doesn't usually dress like that.
It's fine.
Hey, what are you doing? Why are you wearing that suit again?
I don't know.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you remember me? I'm with my colleagues today.
Yes, I do.
This is Lena. She's a good friend of mine from work. We were in the neighborhood and she had to pick up her car and we're getting breakfast before we go in. So did you want to go? We're going to go eat. Let's go.
Yeah, I can.
Why?
I have to work. I have to stay here.
Seriously, though, we're going to eat, I said.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's fine. What is that? Are you learning to play the piano?
That's not a piano. Lance!
Yeah?
Remember, we have to call that guy in Toledo.
Which guy?
I'll tell you later.
You don't want to come eat with us?
No, Mary, I'm not here.
What's all that pudding?
No. I'm gonna talk to you in a second. Let me just get this.
What's that pudding, Barry?
This is Barry.
Hey, baby, I guess we got disconnected before.
We got disconnected? How did you get this number? You're calling me at work?
You canceled your credit card. I need you not to cancel your credit card, and I need you to up your limit.
Okay, this is making me very uncomfortable.
I need help. Should I just ask your girlfriend? Maybe I should just call back and talk to your girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend.
You said you did.
I know, but I don't.
You lied to me.
This is illegal, okay? I'm sorry. I'll call the police.
No, you won't.
This is a little embarrassing. I'm sorry.
I'll go back to my car.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He's being weird. I have no idea why he's being weird and dressed in that suit.
It's not bad. It's okay.
He's so strange. I don't even know if you really want to go out with him. So I'm like, yeah,
I'll go. I'll come on back. I'll just take my car.
I'm sorry.
Come on, rich boy. I thought we had
this
fun.
This isn't cool.
You thought it was cool last night.
I'm gonna hang up.
You have no idea what could happen,
okay,
motherfucker.
I just really
You're making a big...
What do you think? She's cool, right?
Why did you just come by like this?
It's not cool?
No, it's fine. It's just... I feel...
Did
put
you
on
ask her out?
I don't know. I don't do things like that.
You don't do anything. Why are you being scared?
I'm not being scared. I just... You're gonna rag on me if I do this.
I'm not gonna rag you. Why would I do this just to rag you? Can I ask you a serious question? Did you ask Walter to get you a shrink? Barry, did you ask Walter to get you a shrink? What's the matter with you? Are you okay?
He is lying.
They're being weird again, Steve. Weird.
We should be going. Yep.
No, I have to get something for my car.
What guy in Toledo are you talking about? Talking about the guy? I'll come over to you. I'll tell you later. Are you talking about the Ramada Inn? I'll just come over to you in a second.
I'm sorry, I couldn't come to your sister's birthday party last night. Elizabeth had invited me and we couldn't make it.
Not a problem. Don't worry about it. We had a terrific time, though.
Must be weird for you to have so many sisters.
No, not at all. It's very nice.
Telephone Barry Langwan. Pardon.
This is Barry.
Hang up again and see the trouble it's going to make.
Thank you.
What do you mean, thank you?
Business is good. You're busy.
Yeah. Well, not really.
I saw a picture of you.
Oh, yes?
Elizabeth has a picture of you guys, your sisters and you. There's a lot of family. It must be nice.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
No. I'm the exact opposite.
That must be nice. That must be really, really, really...
No, it's terrible. What's the pudding for?
That's something else. Can you get pancakes?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So where are you guys going to breakfast? How long have you worked with my sister?
6 months, maybe 5.
Right, so you know her.
Did you watch
it? Sure. Are you guys hurt? Are you okay? You're okay. So what do? You do what she does? The same job? The same work?
I do. But I do mainly field consultation, which is cool because I get to travel. I'm going to Hawaii on Friday.
Hawaii? I was thinking about going there.
Really?
I was thinking about going there on business.
Well, if you're going to go.
I'm probably not going to go, though.
Oh, that's too bad because it's so great over there, and if you were there, we could say hello to each other.
Yes, that would be great, but I'm not exactly sure. I have so much going on here. A lot depends on this thing. If it happens, I won't be able to go. But if it doesn't happen, I might be able to. I probably won't, though.
I can't find it, but I can get it and give it to you later. So, are you going to come here with us?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, my God!
It was great to meet you again. See you again, and thanks for helping me yesterday.
What's that piano? What is this pudding?
I don't know.
Why are they here?
I have no idea.
Call me later and we can talk about asking Walter for the shrink. And he said you have this crying problem or something.
Bye, Barry.
Call me later. Obviously very busy. I don't even know if he has time for a girlfriend. Sorry. So I'll just see you at the restaurant.
Okay. I'm going to go and eat tomorrow night. Do you want to go with me?
Sure.
Do you want to pick me up?
Sure.
Can I write down my address and phone number for you?
Sure. This is funny.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I didn't ask for a shrink. That must have been somebody else. Also, that pudding isn't mine. Also, I'm wearing a suit today because I had a very important meeting this morning, and I don't have a crying problem.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. This is Barry.
You just made a fucking war for yourself that you can't afford.
Ooh, yeah.
How do you know this guy's rich?
He said he was going to diversify.
Diversify what?
His business.
And what is his name?
Barry Egan.
I can take the brothers on this mission?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do.
Thank you so much.
Check, check, 1, 2, test, test.
You can't do that, it's wrong.
Check.
Go, go.
Great. I'm only paying two of you guys.
That's cool.
All right, when can you leave?
If you want.
Well, I want you to go right away. I think that's best. And I also really need you to check out a car for me down there at this guy's selling.
Expenses are your own. I thought Leticia said you were going to cover this.
She didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah. Never mind, that's not cool.
Right, David, don't. Just seriously. All right, it doesn't make sense. If you think about it in a fair deal, it makes sense, okay? It's business, seriously. $100, 2 days' work. It's a lot more than your family's making sitting around your house. All right? I'm serious now, okay? Wait. Let me stop. Keys to the truck. And you got a gas set up. All right, save your seats on that. His address. Yeah, it's business address too, but you know what? Hit him at his house first. See, this little bad boy businessman is all about.
Just fix it, sir.
You know, I want to tell you something. I've got to tell you.
Oh no.
I saw a picture of you guys, your sisters and you. I saw your picture, and I really wanted to meet you. I came to drop my car off on purpose to try and meet you.
Ha ha. What, are you lying?
No.
Oh, my.
I thought I should tell you. I didn't want to get too far along on going out and be hiding something.
Very nice of you to say. Terrific. I was listening to these morning DJs this morning, and they always have couples that call in and talk about their problems. And this DJ Justice, this morning DJ that I really like, and they were talking about pictures, and they were talking about yearbook pictures and how nobody's happy with the way they look in their pictures. And I just love this guy because he tells it the way it is. He's not a phony. And this guy calls up and he's talking about his senior quote. And so DJ Justice says, "What was your senior quote? What was so great about it?" He says, "I stole an ancient proverb." And right. So he says, "Okay." And he says, "Confusion say." And then DJ Justice says, "Confusion or Confucius?" And it was just so comical. But DJ Justice just cuts you down to size, you know. That's my favorite part of the show. I laugh, even when I'm alone.
So, how's your business going? Did you sell all that pudding?
That pudding is not a sales item.
Why?
It's not for sale.
Really? Why is that?
I'd rather not say, if that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it like a secret pudding?
Oh, let's just keep it between you and I, if that's possible.
Sure, sure.
Well, Vigilis and American Airlines got together for this promotion. If you buy any 10 of Healthy Choice products, they will award you 500 frequent flyer miles when this special coupon
though, up to 1,000 miles. So I think we are trying to push their teriyaki chicken, which is $1.79. But I went to the supermarket and I looked around and I saw that they had pudding, 25 cents a cup. It comes in packages of 4. But insanely, the barcodes are on the individual cups. So, a quarter a cup, say you bought $2.50 worth, that's worth 500 miles. With the coupon, it's 1,000 miles. It's a marketing mistake, but I'm taking advantage of it. If you were to spend $3,000, that would get you 1,000,000 frequent flyer miles. You would never have to pay for a ticket the rest of your life.
So you bought all that pudding so that you could get frequent flyer
miles? I know, yes.
That's insane.
I'm guessing it was a mistake, but taking advantage of it while it's offered, who knows how long it'll last. Too many people start doing it.
Mm-hmm. Your sister was telling me a pretty funny story about you. When you were kids and you were building a ramp for the dog and you threw a hammer through the window, you threw a hammer straight through a sliding glass door. Is that right?
Threw a hammer. I don't remember doing that. My sister's a liar. I have to go to the bathroom. Come by yet?
Hello.
Hi.
Can I talk to you, sir?
Why?
Just need you for a second, please.
Okay.
Sir, the bathroom was just torn apart.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No.
You didn't just smash up the bathroom?
No.
Well, who did?
I don't know.
Sir, your hand is bleeding.
I cut myself.
Oh.
On my knife? What? What?
Sir, your hand is bleeding.
I know.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything.
Sir, I've got no way to prove that you smashed up the bathroom.
I didn't do that. I didn't.
Look, I'm going to have to ask you to go.
Okay. I didn't do that.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
All right, please don't do this to me.
Sir, I'm going to call the police.
All right. Can I just stay?
Sir, I'm going to crack your fucking head open. Get out of here.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Why, is it yours?
No, it's yours.
You're learning to play it?
I wouldn't put on any concerts yet. I'm trying.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry about the pudding and the harmonium and everything, but
not at all.
You must travel quite a lot.
Oh, no, I don't travel.
Oh. You want to take a left just up here?
Okay, I'm gonna go. Good to see you again. Good to see your face again. Go out with you.
I'm gonna be around and back in town in a few days.
Oh?
But
yes.
If you come to Hawaii.
I don't know.
You don't think
we'll see
go.
About that. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, well, I'll call you when I get back.
Okay. Have a good trip. And bye bye. And bye bye. And bye bye. You fucking. And bye bye, you stupid motherfucker.
Are you Barry?
Yes.
This is for you.
Okay. Thank you. This is Barry.
It's me. It's Lena.
Hi.
I just wanted you to know, wherever you're going or whatever you're doing right now, I want you to know that I wanted to kiss you just then.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
I have $500. That's maximum. That's what I can take out in a day.
Okay. This is what you get when you're a pervert. You said you'd help somebody out, and you didn't, so we're just going to take this money back to her, and that's that.
Okay, but before you guys go, I wanted to bring up one thing. I said no to Georgia. She wanted the money, and I had to decline because I don't really have that much. That money I just gave you is actually a lot of money to me, 99 cents. So I don't know if this is fair. Wait, whoa, just wait, no, please. Ow!
You wanna fuck with what my brothers are saying? You wanna fuck with my family? No, fuck!
Trip to Hawaii. As I just said that out loud, I realized it sounded a little strange, but it's not. So would you like to come with me?
Okay. Right now? Right?
Yes.
First I saw the teriyaki chicken for $1.79, and then the soup, which made a real deal, but to stumble across the pudding, it's just tremendous. How most people don't look. They don't look at the fine print, Lance. Oh, my. Okay.
In the book of pudding. That is funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
No. What do you mean? I mean, it doesn't
sir,
take 6 to 8 weeks anyway.
Sir, it takes that much time to process the order and make sure that it's valid.
I had this plan in my mind, okay? I was going to get the pudding today. I could get the pudding over to you today.
Sir, I've explained this to you before. It takes this much time to process.
Right. Well, how am I supposed to know this if you don't tell me this? If it's not in your rules and regulations, in the
sir,
fine print. That's an impossibility.
It takes that
knows.
Much time to process.
Okay,
that's
I didn't see a 6 or an 8 anywhere. This is bullcrap to me.
Sir,
no.
Hello?
going to take 6 to 8 weeks to process, so that's not going to work today. I'll take a bath on that today. But here's what I'm going to study. Now. Pudding. Oh! You okay?
General.
We'll get to the pudding later.
Yeah.
I'm going to go now.
Okay.
I'll call you from there.
Yeah.
You're running the place until I get back.
No, no.
Don't tell my sisters anything, okay?
That sound.
Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, 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 he needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me.
She forgot her pocketbook at my work. I wanted to get it back to her, make sure she wasn't nervous.
Oh my God, I know exactly where she's staying, and you're fucking lying. Did you forget her purse or pocketbook? What do you want her number for? What do you want her number for?
All I want is her number. Can you help me out?
Tell me why.
There's no reason for you to treat me this way.
You like her?
You're killing me. You're killing me with the way you work towards me. All I want is a fucking number. That should be goddamn good enough for you. Now give me a fucking number.
Okay.
You fucking hear me?
Yes.
I'm sick of this fucking shit. Stop fucking treating me this way. Give me a fucking number. I'll fucking kill you. You want that?
I'll look my shirt at the white keeper.
Hi, yes. Lena Leonard is here.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Lena there?
Yeah, the wrong room.
I don't want to get the light to point.
Hi, yes. I just called. I think I was connected to the wrong room. I'm looking for Lena Leonard, and there shouldn't be a man in that room.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
I just wanted to make sure.
When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
Were you ever married?
Yeah.
Okay. How long were you married for?
You want to meet me and talk about this stuff?
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Because he needs me. He needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, so apparently they need to see the new 484s to make sure it works with their OC.
Okay, and what should I do about Eric?
Just tell him to call me.
Okay.
Okay, so did my brother call you?
No.
I have no idea what he's doing then. I'm really sorry that didn't work out.
No, it's fine.
I mean, you wouldn't want to go out with him anyway. Honestly, he's such a freak sometimes.
Yeah, he did seem a little strange.
Well, he's not that strange. Don't say that.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I think he's weird, but that's me.
Okay, so should I call you later?
That's okay. I'll just see you when you get back here.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
So where do you have to go?
For what?
For work.
I don't have any business here. I came here for you.
This
you
is
have
Barry.
Almost reached me, but not quite. I'm in the other room shaving my roommate's pussy right now, so I'm a bit distracted. But if you leave me your name and your home phone number, area code first, please, I'll be sure to call you back as soon as I'm done. God, she's so sexy. Bye, honey.
Yes, this is Barry Egan. I am calling in regards to what took place the other night. I just wanted to tell everybody, I know it was not fair what you did to me. And I am expecting my money back. I realize you have my home phone number. I'm away on vacation right now. If you guys want to reach me shortly, I will be home, and we can discuss how you can return my money. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure that the police can be contacted, and I could do that. And I feel like it's warranted. So let's figure something out. Like I said, I'll be home shortly. Give me a call. Okay, thank you. How many airplanes have you been on?
I think maybe over 100.
That's right. You travel a lot.
Yeah.
How much do you travel? Do you travel all the time? Forgot about that.
Can I come home with you when we get back?
Of course.
Is it okay to ask that?
I thought that you were anyways. It's okay. It's okay.
Follow the pen light with your eyes, okay? People are just crazy in this world, maybe.
Cut the crap, lady. You said your name was Georgia. You said our conversation was confidential, and I trusted you. And then you called me, and you asked me for money. Am I right? Am I right?
Sir?
Damn get your supervisor on the phone. Whoever owns that place, I want him on the phone. Do you hear me?
Okay, can we hang on a second, please?
No more phone crap. I'm not taking around with you.
Yeah, Steve.
Hey, it's me. This guy from L.A., Barry Egan, he's calling on the other line. He's saying all this stuff. He wants to talk to a supervisor or whatever.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I couldn't serve.
No, this is bad.
Shut up. Will you shut up?
Okay, sexy. I'm going to connect you with my supervisor now.
You're in trouble, honey.
Yes, who's this?
Hello, sir. My name's Barry Egan. I called your service.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Oh, what's that?
I said calm down and shut the fuck up. What's the problem?
The problem is, if you give me a chance to explain, one of your employees,
that girl who I was just speaking with, has been threatening me, and four blonde gentlemen just attacked me and smashed my car and hurt my girl.
All right, go fuck yourself. That shit has nothing to do with me. I run a legitimate business here.
Listen to me. What's your name, sir? Answer me!
What's your name, asshole?
I'm Barry Egan!
How do I know? You could be anybody,
you're a bad person. You have no right taking people's confidence in your service. You understand me, sir?
You're sick.
No. Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
You have no right to take...
Shut up! Will you shut up? Shut up! Shut! Shut up! Shut up! Now! Are you threatening me, Dick?
Aren't you?
You go fuck yourself!
Oi!
Fuck! Did you just say, go fuck myself?
Yes, I did.
That wasn't good! You're dead!
Is that the guy in the blue suit? Is he just around the corner?
Yeah, there's a police officer here who want to ask you some questions.
Oh, I know the guy who came in with me. Is he there?
Guy who came in with you?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but we can ask the receptionist to go get him for you. He's probably in the waiting room.
Thanks.
Okay.
Did they move her room?
What's her name, sir?
Lena Lennon.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Just a minute, let me check for you.
Okay.
She was discharged, sir.
She was discharged, okay.
Fuck you. You're a pervert.
Think you can be a pervert and not pay for it?
Don't you say that to me.
You call the phone set.
Shut up.
I didn't do anything. I'm a nice man. I mind my own business. So you tell me that's that before I beat the hell from you. I have so much strength in me, you have no idea. I have a love in my life. It makes me stronger than anything you can imagine. I would say that's that, Mattress Man.
You came all the way from L.A. to tell me this.
Yes, I did.
Tell the cops?
No.
All right. That's that.
I'm so sorry. I left you at the hospital. I called the phone sex line. I called the phone sex line before I met you. And four blonde brothers came after me. And they hurt you. And I'm sorry. And then I had to leave again because I wanted to make sure you never got hurt again. And I have a lot of pudding. And in 6 to 8 weeks, it can be redeemed. So, if you could just give me that much time, I think I can get enough mileage to go with you wherever you have to go, if you have to travel for your work, because I don't ever want to be anywhere without you. So, could you just let me redeem the mileage?
You left me in the hospital.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't do that.
Okay. 6 to 8 weeks, I can redeem the mileage, and I can go with you wherever you have to travel.
Thank you.